Thank you, Caleb and the worship team, for this wonderful time of worship. We now have a baptism testimony before the sermon.
今天我们要听到一对夫妻，他们是上礼拜受洗的，陈宏光跟陈月华夫妻俩来讲他们的见证。
So Rebecca and Simon will be giving their testimony. They were baptized last week, but they're not able to be here today. So we pre-recorded, Zaza pre-recorded their testimony. So we're going to now watch this video. So anybody who cannot understand Chinese, you need to get a headset. You will hear English translation in the headset, okay? So anybody need a headset translation, please raise your hand. Wendy will gladly give you one.
与君华人教会的弟兄姊妹，大家好，我叫陈宏光，
我叫陈月华，
我们是一对来自辽宁铁岭的夫妇，认识神源于我们在优读书的孩子陈凌峰。2016年12月3日，陈凌峰在毫无征兆的情况下，突然心脏骤停。倒在学校的图书馆，住进了圣经中心治疗医院。为了照顾病重的孩子，我们来到了举目无亲的尤金，不熟悉的环境，陌生的语言，昏迷中的孩子，这一切使我们都不知所措。这个时候呢，微信里传来了沙拉的声音：你好，我是与君基督华人教会的沙拉，你们有什么事情需要帮助吗？听到这个声音，我们非常的激动。自从听到这个声音之后呢，沙拉就经常的来帮助我们，在各个方面，稍等一下，我也有点激动，就送来了源源不断的帮助和温暖。需要进行英文翻译和写作的事情，大部分 Sarah 都承担了，解决了我们眼前等好多好多问题。遇到困难，就给 Sarah 发微信 ，Sarah。马上就组织教会的兄弟姐妹来帮助我们。在圣心医院住院期间，凌晨每天上午或下午下班的时候，都会来到凌峰的病房来探望，还时常带我们去买一些东西。凌峰可以吃饭以后，教会的小平、敏如、Joyce、黄志祥和赵赵夫妇，这些叫上来名字和叫不上来的名字的弟兄姊妹，轮流送来了可口的饭菜。Joyce 有时经常给我们发微信说：“你们有什么需要帮助吗？买什么东西吗？你们没有车不方便，我载你们去。”就这样呢。他载我们去 Costco 都不知道多少趟了。他们是一群什么样的人？他们为什么这么帮助我？带着这样的问题呢，我们来到了尤金基督华人教会。来到教会之后，我们终于找到了原因。他们是基督徒，他们做了神的儿女，他们要做荣耀神的事情。如果说他们有什么目的的话，那么答案只有唯一的一个，为了爱。关于神的见证， 是从奇迹发生开始的。陈灵峰从昏迷一周奇迹般苏醒，一个月可以站立，到三个月可以行走，到半年之后继续回到优欧读书，直到十二月份顺利毕业。这都是神的旨意和安排，所以我们要感谢神，追寻神。人生也许就是这样，充满了不确定和偶然，如同一片风云莫测的大海。但是我们在与君基督华人教会认识了我们的救主，我们不再迷茫，不再揣摩，我们决定做神的儿女。神爱世人，他为每一个人铺设了一条回家的路。2017年11月，我们回到了基督的家，
投入了主的怀抱。
Good morning, everyone.
大家早上好。
很高兴能够看到，just comes switching two channels. I'm very glad to see them. You know, their testimony.
很高兴看到今天这个洪光他们的见证。
I think they were happy. I mean, a lot of people were happy with them that their son is healed, and then now they are on their way home.
我想很多弟兄姐妹都真心的帮助过他们。
Let's pray.Lord, thank you for the time we can spend here together, worshiping you, uplifting you, and yet let your name be glorified among us, that because you deserve it, and that you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And we thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen. Today we're going to talk on Luke chapter 6 about the 12 disciples. And so let's read the passage. But all stand and read the Bible, just a few verses.
请大家起立，我们来读经。
Okay.
那是耶稣出去上山祷告，整夜祷告神，到了天亮，叫他的门徒来，就从他们中间挑选十二个人，称他们为使徒。这十二个人有西门，耶稣又给他起名叫彼得，还有他兄弟安德烈。又有雅各和约翰，菲利和巴多罗买，马太和多马，亚勒菲的儿子雅各和奋锐党的西门，雅各的儿子犹大和卖主的加略人犹大。
Okay, please be seated.
好，请坐。
Now when Jesus on earth, he has many followers.
在耶稣在地上的时候有很多跟随者。
And at one point we called Jesus fed the 5,000.
有一次他喂饱了五千人。
And as a matter of fact, there's another occasion he fed 4,000.
另外一次四千人。
So you can see that many people follow him around.
所以你看，很多人都在跟随主耶稣。
But when he taught, you know, a lot of the time his target is not all the people around him.
在很多时候，但是他想带的门徒并不是所有跟随他的人。
His target was only just his disciples.
主要是真正跟随他的门徒。
Those who were interested in his teachings.
这个是他真正这个关注的对象。
It's just like a parable of sowing of the seeds.
就像撒种的比喻。
And also the Sermon on the Mountain. You read carefully. He only targeted towards those disciples.
还有登山宝训，在这些章节，他都是针对门徒讲的。
And he only wanted, he wanted his disciples to learn the lessons.
他是想要这些门徒来来学习。
Basically, he does not want to waste time on those who have other intentions to follow him.
不愿意浪费时间在那些心怀二意的人身上。
Because he knew that most of his followers just came here to follow him to get what they wanted.
因为他知道这些人来跟，只是说来顺从自己他们的欲望来跟随耶稣。
They may have the free food.
他们要的是免费的食物。
And they may have the healings if they're sick.
让患者得医治。
And they might watch some miracles, you know.
他们想要看神迹。
Now, when he was on the in the world, you know, we just talked about he performed miracles.
他们在地上的时候，耶稣行了神迹。
And healed the sick. He taught them about the kingdom of God.
医治疾病也教导天国的福音。
Now, the Bible tells us that Jesus is God Himself.
圣经告诉我们，耶稣自己就是神。
But he chose to become one of us.
但他甘愿变成人的样式。
And want to.For the sole purpose that he could die on the cross to redeem our sins.
唯一的目的就是死在十字架上，为我们的罪而死。
Have you noticed that no one could kill him if he did not come in human form?
不知道你注意到没有，没有人能够杀死耶稣，除非他自己变成人。
Now, but even as powerful as Jesus was, he has his limitation when he was in his physical body.
即使耶稣这样有大能大力，但是他作为肉身，他也有他的局限。
Yes, he knew what was in people's mind.
他知道人所怀的意念
but he cannot be here and there at the same time as his, when he was in his original divine body.
他不能像这个起初神那样在任何时候出现在任何地方。
Now even though he has many followers and disciples,
他有很多跟随者和门徒
but he can only train only a few at a time.
但是他只能这个训练在只能训练一些人。
So from among all his disciples, all the people who follow him.
对所有跟随他的人和门徒
he selected 12
他从中拣选了十二位
whom he can deal with in a very intimate manner
好让他们和他亲密相处
and prepare them better for their future mission
更好的预备将来的这事工
and the future mission is to building up his church on earth
这个使命就是建立耶稣的教会
and in Luke here it's talk about these 12 guys they call them these apostles
在路加里面这讲到的十二个门徒叫做使徒
basically the apostle means the sent one you know being sent by Jesus
使徒的意思就是奉耶稣差遣的
and his authorized representatives on earth
耶稣授权的代表
and the job main job just like I said before is just to continue his work on earth to build his church
使徒的主要工作就是在耶稣升天以后继续大地上的施工
now among these two one of them Judas later betrayed him
在十二个门徒里面有一个犹大后来背叛了主耶稣基督
Now, did Jesus know that he's going to betray him when he chose him?
那你想耶稣在拣选犹大的时候知道他会出卖自己吗
知道他会出卖自己吗 Yes, of course, he knew he's going to betray him
是的他当然知道
But still he gave him the chance to repent
但他仍然给他机会来悔改
Like the rest of the apostles, Judas followed him for 3 years
像其他门徒一样犹大跟随耶稣
He observed what Jesus has done and what Jesus has said
他观察他所作所为
Yet after 3 years he still decided to betray Jesus
三年以后他仍然决定来出卖耶稣
Now this is to fulfill the Old Testament prophecy
这是应验旧约的预言
That he would betray him for 30 pieces of silver
他会为了三十块钱而被出卖
Now how did Jesus deal with these 12?
那耶稣怎样来对待这十二个使徒呢
Basically, all these 12 guys were with him all the time.
基本上这十二个人在一直在跟随他。
And they are being sent to carry out his commands.
他也听耶稣的吩咐被差遣出去。
And to preach the kingdom of God.
传讲天国的福音。
They also perform miracles.
行神迹。
And also cast out demons.
赶鬼。
Now they learned the kingdom of God from Jesus.
他从耶稣学到了有关神的国度。
He explained a lot of his teaching to them behind closed doors.
在主耶稣跟他单独相处的时候，跟他详细的解释他的教导。
And they watch him closely, how he lived his life.
他在近距离的观察耶稣在地上的时候怎么行事为人。
And they witness his resurrection and ascension back to heaven.
他们也见证了主耶稣的复活和升天。
And Jesus treat them not like just students.
那耶稣带他们不仅是学生。
And also treat them like his friends.
也是朋友。
After being closely with him for more than 3 years, almost all of them become martyrs for his sake.
在这些使徒和亲历和跟随耶稣三年之后，几乎所有人都为主殉道。
Some were crucified.
有些十字架上在十字架上受死。
Some were stoned.
有些被石头打死。
Some were killed by sword.
有些被箭杀死。
Only John was being exiled to the island Patmos.
只有约翰被放逐到拔摩岛。
Now, for those who are married, I'm sure you can find a lot of shortcomings with your spouse.
对你们已经结了婚的，我相信你们很快就会发现你们这些配偶的缺点。
You can go ask my wife how perfect a husband I am, you know.
你可以去问我是一个怎样一个好的丈夫。
你问 Teresa， 我是一个好完美一个丈夫 ，OK？ But there's no exceptions that all of them are willing to die for him.
但几乎没有，你毫无例外，这些使徒都愿意为耶稣舍命。
Have you asked the question? How did he convince them?
那你想过没有？耶稣是怎么来教导他们的
？What had he done that make them, you know, all of them so willing, you know, to sacrifice for him?
耶稣做了什么让这些人甘愿为耶稣舍命
？Now the 12 disciples are from different backgrounds.
那这十二个门徒有不同的背景
，and they all have different characters.
不同的个性
，and they were fishermen.
有渔夫
，and they were tax collectors.
有税吏。
And there's even a political activist.
还有政治活动家。
And some of them were very outspoken.
有的很外向。
Like Peter, you know, he has to speak every occasion in every occasions.
像彼得在很多场合下都发言。
Some of them were quiet.
有些很安静。
None of the spoken words were recorded in the Bible.
在圣经里面没有片言之语留下。
And one of them, Thomas.
其中有一个叫托马斯。
Is a real doubter.
是一个真正的怀疑者。
He doubted everything, basically.
基本上怀疑所有，怀疑一切。
He said, "Unless I see my own eyes, I'm not going to believe anything."
除非我亲眼看见，我不会相信任何事情。
So when they tell him that Jesus resurrected,
当别人告诉他耶稣升天了
，with so many people saw the witness said it's the same thing to him.
所以很多人都看见，都向他做见证，耶稣复活了。
But he still refused to believe.
他仍然还不相信。
Some of them were very quick temper.
有些人是很脾气很暴躁。
Like James and John.
像雅各和约翰。
And when the village, one of the Samaritan village, refused to accept them, receive them.
当有些撒玛利亚人拒绝接待他们。
I say, they, Lord, just call fire from heaven, you know, destroy this village.
主啊，你就从天降火，把这个村庄毁灭吧。
But all of them want to be the big boss.
这些人都想当大老板。
James and John even recruit their mom to do the job for them, right?
雅各和约翰甚至就是让他妈妈去为他求情。
You know, and ask Jesus, no, Jesus, will you please let my son sit there on the right and on the left, no, when you are in your kingdom?
主啊，你能不能在你德国的时候，天国的时候，让我的儿子一个坐在你的左边，另外一个坐在你的右边
？But from this group of different backgrounds,
从这些不同的背景
，and different characters,
不同的个性
，and different motivation,
有不同的动机的人
，Jesus successfully mold them into one group with a single purpose.
主耶稣成功的把他们塑造成一个单一的群体，有一个共同的目标。
To proclaim His kingdom，
宣讲神的国度。
And to build up His church，
建立他的教会。
Now how can he do it？
那他怎么做到的呢
？We can simply say, of course, He's God. He can do anything.
我们很简单的可以说，他是神，他什么都可以做。
But remember, just mention He was in human form.
但是请记得，耶稣那时候是道成肉身。
And He has His limitation.
他有他的局限。
Even though he performed many miracles,
尽管他行了很多神迹
he had delivered many teachings.
他做了很多的教导
But we want to see that not too many really want to follow him.
但我们可以看到，有不是很多人都愿意跟随他
Especially when it demands sacrifice.
特别是跟随他需要付出代价的时候
And so what makes this group of people, this 12, you know, follow him gladly?
但是什么使这些十二个使，特别是十二这个使徒，紧紧地跟随他呢
？Even after spending 3 years with him，
在和他一起同住三年以后。
So I think about this. What has he done? You know？
那我们想一想，那主耶稣为他们做了什么
？The first thing I noticed that Jesus spent time with them and cared for each one of them individually.
那第一点就是我注意到的，就是主耶稣和他花时间和他们同住，并且关怀他们每一个人。
And the first said, you know, they literally followed Jesus everywhere he went.
他们的确就是真正的跟着主耶稣，到耶稣去的任何地方。
He was not only their teachers, he was also their friends.
耶稣不仅是老师，也是朋友。
Now he accommodated their personalities and backgrounds.
他照顾到他们的个性和他们的背景。
And taught them accordingly.
而且就是因材施教。
And he told Peter that he will be the fisherman because Peter was a fisherman.
因为彼得是一个渔夫，他是告诉彼得要得人鱼，得鱼。
Because Thomas doubted about his resurrection, so he just spent a special occasion just for Thomas to reappear again to him.
因为多马怀疑耶稣的复活，所以他特别的向他显现来证明。
And after his resurrection, he appeared to Peter at the beach.
在海边他也向彼得显现。
Because at that time, Peter was felt so desperate, you know, he just wanted to go back to his own profession to be a fisherman again.
因为那时候彼得感到很沮丧，准备重操旧业。
And he explained his lessons to these 12 behind closed doors.
是在和这十二门徒单独相处的时候，他向他解释他的教导。
His approach is not one size fits all.
他的方法并不是一种来适用所有的人。
It's not like those how-to books, you know. There are also many how-to books, right?
并不是就像你们读的一样，并不是那些教你怎么做这个做那个。
How to cook, you know, you have a cookbook.
怎么做饭
？How to do parenting?
怎么做一个好的父母
？You find out you have a lot of problems, you know. If you read those books and follow them step by step, right?
如果你真正的去按照这样书来做，你会有很多问题的。
Every kid is different, so you cannot just read one book and think that fits to all the kids.
每个孩子都不一样，所以一本书的方法不可能适用于所有的孩子。
How you do discipleship in church?
那你在教会里面怎么来培养门徒
？He spent time with them. There's no secret. He spent time with them.
他花时间给他们。
And to make sure they learn their lessons.
来确定他们学到。
I'm sure those are apostles, you know.Appreciate what Jesus has done for them.
我相信这些使徒也欣赏主耶稣为他们所做的。
And the second thing is that he just received them as they were.
第二点就是他按照他们这些门徒的本相来接纳他们。
As I said before, you know, they're fishermen, they're tax collectors.
在这些门徒里面有渔夫，有税吏。
And there might maybe other professions that we don't know what they do.
可能他们还有别的职业。
Jesus just took them in as they were.
耶稣就按照他们的本相来接纳他们。
He did not try to mold them into certain patterns of behavior and thinking.
他并没有说试图去把他们变成一个统一的一个样式。
The most important requirement is whether they have a heart to follow him. This is what he required.
最重要的要求就是他们有没有这样的心思来跟随耶稣。
And the second thing I noticed that to me is the most important thing is that he lived a godly life before their eyes.
第三点，那就是耶稣在他们的眼前过一个敬虔的生活。
His sinless life, I think, is the most important factor to convince that he indeed is the God, is the Son of God.
我觉得就是主耶稣最重要的影响，对这门徒最重要的影响，就是他是真正的神，他过了一个虔诚圣洁的生活。
At one point, he when he dealing with the Jews, he asked them one question, challenged them one question.
有一次他就他。这个挑战这些犹太人说，问了这样一个问题。
He say, which one of you can convict me of sin? Which one can point out that I've sinned?
你们中间谁能够指证我有罪呢
？Anyone among us dare to make this statement?
我们中的有人敢这样问别人吗
？This is a very bold statement. And those, you know, the disciples were with him for 3 years, every day following him everywhere.
这是一个很。很激进的这个说法，因为这些门徒是每天都得跟着他到处走的。
I don't think any one of us dare to make this statement.
我想没有，我们中没有一个人敢这样问别人。
How did Jesus live his life that he can make this statement?
那耶稣是怎样的行事为人，能这样说，这样夸口呢？
I think John chapter 1 verse 14 gave a very good summary of his life.
我觉得约翰福音一章十四节做了一个很好的总结。
Let's all read this together.
那我们来一起读读这段经文。道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
What is truth?
什么是真理？
Simply put, it's the word of God.
简单说就是神的话。
His life proclaimed the word of God, the truth of God.
他的行事为人就宣告神的道。
What is grace?
什么是恩典？
Simply put, it's the love of God.
简单说就是神的爱。
You'll be any surprised that by the time you live a life full of God's word or God's truth or and God's love.
Oh, 那你不会觉得奇怪，当你过一个全人圣洁的生活，按照神的话语和神的爱来来做的时候，这样就会见证这个神的存在。
You witness the reality of God. Now there's nothing more influential to people around you than the way you live out your life.
没什么比你活出你信仰的方式来更能够影响你身边的人。
Jesus showed his forgiveness to the woman who committed adultery.
当耶稣碰到那个犯奸淫罪的女人，他向她显示他的饶恕。
And he showed his compassion for the needy. He fed the 5,000.
对这些需要的人他喂饱了他们，来显示他的同情。
He entertained the children.
他也接待这些小孩子。
He raised people from the dead.
他把人从死里复活。
He took interest in those who are despised by the public.
他也关注那些大众这个鄙视的这些人。
He took Matthew, the tax collector, in as one of his apostles, disciples.
他呼召了税吏马太做他的使徒。
He went to Zacchaeus' home to eat with him.
他去撒都的家和他一起用饭。
Zacchaeus was a tax collector. You know, he was despised by the people.
撒该是就是众人厌恶的这个税吏。
I think his life not only affecting the 12.
我想耶稣的生活不仅仅是说影响这十二个使徒。
I think he affects the greatest apostle Paul too.
也影响了使徒保罗。
It got to a point at one point Paul proclaimed this to the Corinthians.
So Paul, 保罗在哥林多前书里面宣告。
Be imitators of me as I'm of Christ.
你们该效法我，就像我效法基督一样。
Paul is the most influential apostles in the New Testament.
保罗基本上是新约里面最有影响的使徒。
He's a scholar and he's a dedicated Pharisee.
他是一个学者，也是一个敬虔的法利赛人。
But when he met Jesus, he became his most faithful followers.
但是在他和主耶稣相遇以后，他变成了他最忠心的门徒。
Very likely, as I believe, Paul has seen Jesus with his own eyes as a young man.
有可能他在他年轻的时候，他亲眼见过主耶稣。
But he was an enemy of Jesus then.
但是在那个时候，他是耶稣的敌人。
And right after Jesus resurrected from the dead, he started persecuting his followers, the Christians.
在主耶稣这个复活以后，他开始来迫害这些基督徒。
Not only in Jerusalem, but anywhere he can go to lay a hand on them.
他不仅在耶路撒冷，也到任何去的地方都去迫害基督徒。
And during one fateful day on his way to Damascus to persecute Christians.
在一个这个决定性的一天，他去大马士革去迫害基督徒。
Jesus confronted him from heaven.
主耶稣亲自从天上向他显现。
And he turned around completely on that day.
在那一天，他的生命完全的翻转。
From being his utmost enemies to his utmost follower.
从他最大的敌人到最忠心的门徒。
What happened?
那发生什么？
Very simple. Jesus just showed him that he is indeed the Son of God.
很简单，耶稣就向他显示出他是一位活神。
He was blind for 3 days.
保罗瞎眼了三天。
He was in prayers and he saw visions.
他在祷告里面看见了异象。
And I'm sure God brought him back the memories that of Jesus when he walked on earth.
我想可能神也是向他显现出来，在他就是双眼能看见的时候，耶稣的样子。
How he saw Jesus teaching the word of God.
耶稣是怎么教导这个天国？
How he treated his people.
耶稣怎么对待他的百姓？
How he lived his life.
他怎么行事为人？
Jesus' life won him over.
耶稣的生命就是得到了他。
I mean, we always talk about life touches life.
我们经常谈论到生命触动生命。
So Paul was converted on that day.
保罗在那一天。转向神。
Those of us who are parents here.
被我们今天在座的这位做父母的。
Show your kids how to live their life, not just tell them.
就是给您的孩子设立一个榜样，怎么行事为人。
They want to see examples.
他们想要一个好的榜样。
I saw a documentary, you know, my wife got about missionaries.
我看见过一个关于这个传道士的纪录片。
And they talk about missionaries to China in the past couple hundred years.
你们讲到就是前几百年中国的到中国的传道士。
Now China was a dilapidated state, was in a dilapidated state, you know, towards the end of the Qing Dynasty.
哦，那在这个清朝末年的时候，中国是一个衰败的国家。
But many Western missionaries came and gave their lives to this country.
那但是就是很多西方的传教士来到中国，并且为中国奉献了他们的生命。
Among them, I think the most important, famous one is Hudson Taylor.
在这之中最有名的，我想就是戴德生。
And he came to China when he was 21 years of age.
他21岁的时候来到中国。
And he spent 51 years in China.
在中国待了51年。
And he was the founder of China Inland Mission.
他是内地会的创始人。
And this society recruit about bringing about 800 missionaries to this country.
内地会带来了超过800人的传道士到中国。
Now for at least five generations, they served faithfully among the Chinese.
在戴德生的家庭，至少有五代，他们都是一直在服侍，忠心的服侍中国人。
They following the steps of their parents.
他的家庭真的是来追随他们先祖的这些脚踪。
How did they do it?
那他们怎么做到的
？Each generation shows their children how to live a godly life.
每一代，他都是向他们的孩子，来显示出他们怎么行事为人。
There's no shortcut in bringing up godly descendants.
所以没有捷径能够那个抚养这个一个敬虔的后裔。
I don't care how many books you read about parenting.
其实你读了多少关于怎么做父母的书并不重要。
Nothing can replace real life example to your kids.
没有什么来替代做一个真正好的榜样。
And that's what Jesus showed his disciples.
那是主耶稣给他们门徒所做的。
And besides that, Jesus also encouraged them to work as a team.
另外，耶稣也勉励他们来一起做一个团队来工作。
By nature, each one of us, every one of us, want to stand out above the crowd, above the crowd.
按照人的本性，我每个人都想鹤立鸡群。
We want to be the most visible one.
我们都想成为最显眼的那一个。
And that's why James and John, recruit his mom to advocate for them.
那就是为什么雅各和约翰让他的妈妈去向主耶稣求情。
Now in the Old Testament time, God discouraged them to have several kings.
在旧约的时代，神不想让他们来自己选一个王。
Because he knew what a king will do.
他知道做一个人的国王会怎么做。
Instead, God said, "I'm the king among you." Okay?
他实际上所想的是说，神是他们的王。
But sadly, of course, you know that Israelites refused God's offer, and then they select the king, and then God gave him the first king, Saul.
但是不幸的是，这些以色列的百姓没有听从神，反而选了这个扫罗做他们的王。
But in fact, God has another goal. What's God's goal on His people?
那实际上，那神对这个以色列百姓的这个。心愿是什么呢
？He wanted this whole kingdom, the whole nation of Israel, to be a nation of priests.
他想要的是说，这整个以色列国是作为神的祭司。
He wants the whole kingdom, the whole nation, to witness for him.
那整个以色列国作为神的见证。
And this is what God said in Exodus chapter 19, verse 5-6.
神在出埃及十九章说。
And let's read together here.
那我们一起读。如今你们若实在听从我的话遵守我的约就要在万民中做属我的子民因为全地都是我的你们要归我做祭祀的国度为圣洁的国民这些话你要告诉以色列人
How about God's goal for the New Testament saints?
那在新约时代神的心意是如何
This is taught in 2 Peter in 1 Peter chapter 2
在彼得前书二章九节。
And let's read together here.
我们一起读。唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬了，招你们出黑暗，入奇妙光明者的美德。
So God's purpose on His followers are the same in both the Old Testament and the New Testament.
所以神对我们的计划在旧约时代和新约时代都是一样的。
God wants to mold us to be His nation of priests.
神想塑造我们成为一个祭司的国度。
To be His representatives on earth.
成为神的在地上的代表。
Holy and blameless.
全然圣洁，无可指摘。
In order to proclaim His excellency to all the nations, to all the people around us.
为了向万国宣扬他的卓越。
And then towards the end of his earthly ministry, he showed them and indeed he is the law of life.
在主耶稣事工的尾声，他向众人显示出他是生命的主。
Even death cannot confine him.
因为即使死亡也不能局限他。
This definitely instilled the hope on the disciples.
这个门徒们注入了很大的盼望。
And even death cannot quench that.
即使死亡也不能熄灭这样的盼望。
As a matter of fact, Paul to appoint marks death face to face.
实际上保罗指出来嘲讽这个死亡。
He asked a question in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 55.
他在哥罗西前书十五章问了这样的问题。
O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting?
死啊，你得胜的权势在哪里？死啊，你的毒钩在哪里？
He's not afraid of facing death at all.
他并不惧怕面对死亡。
His sacrifice is not only effective on his disciples.
I'm sorry.
His sacrifice, you know, is not only effective on his disciples.
他的这个在十字架上受死这个献祭，不仅仅影响这些使徒。
It's also effective on all of us who accept him right now today.
也影响我们在座的每一位。
I read a story about a policeman in Taiwan.
我在读到一个关台湾的一个故事。
And that policeman tried to give a ticket to some illegal hawkers, you know, the street vendors. You know, in Taiwan, there's a lot of street vendors selling that stuff.
在街上有一些小贩，这个警察就准备给他们一个罚单。
She's an old lady who just want to make a living by selling noodles.
这个人只是一个就是一个年老的妇女，只是想来卖面条来谋生。
And so she pleaded with the police, please don't give me the ticket.
所以她恳求这个警察不要给她罚单。
It will be a big burden to me.
因为这个罚单会是一个很大的负担。
And he did it anyway, so he wrote a ticket.
那个警察还是开了罚单。
But it's interesting, right after he wrote, he gave her the ticket.
有意思，他给了他这个罚单以后。
不是有一次，当他给了罚单以后 ，OK。
有意思的是。
哦，有意思，不要我说，我听了有一次，你知
道。口齿不清的。
He reached inside his pocket.
他掏出他的钱包。
And gave her some money.
他给这个年老的妇女一些钱。
He gave him the money to pay the penalty.
他给这个妇女钱来付这个罚单。
He did not compromise the law.
他没有这个警察没有妥协法律的要求。
But that he cannot bear to see the poor lady suffer.
但是他不能忍受看这位可怜的那个妇女受苦。
So he wrote the ticket and paid the penalty himself.
他写了罚单，但是他自己去付了这个代价。
This is exactly what Jesus has done for us.
这也是主耶稣为我们所做的。
He cannot compromise his principle.
他不能够妥协他的这个公义的要求。
But he could not bear to see us being sent to eternal damnation.
但是他也不能够忍受看见我们去受到这个永远的刑罚。
So he paid the penalty himself.
他自己付上了代价。
But he did not stop there right now.
但耶稣也没有停只是停在那里。
It's just say, okay, pay the penalty, that's it, okay? You're okay now.
没有说我已经为你的付上代价，你现在没事了。
He wants us to come back, to go back to him and be united with him.
他向我们回来，而且和他联合。
He interacts with us now, like just he was. He interacts with his disciples, apostles, in those days.
就像在他的时代和这些门徒来朝夕相处，他也现在和我们这样来通过圣灵和我们来互动。
He interacts with us every day for His Holy Spirit in us.
Sorry.
Yeah. Okay. The Holy Spirit teach us, remind us, and encourage us.
圣灵来教导我们，提醒我们，也勉励我们。
Just like what He did to His disciples in those days.
就像在使徒的时代和 对他的门徒所做的一样。
Today he welcomes each one of us also.
现在他欢迎我们每一个人。
Regardless of your ethnicity.
尽管我们的这个种族。
Of your social status.
你社会地位。
Your family backgrounds.
家庭背景。
Your intellectual levels.
你的智力水平。
Whether you're rich or whether you're poor.
贫穷或者富足。
Whether you're sick or healthy.
患病的还是健康的。
Sounds like a wedding wow here.
几乎誓言一样。
Whether you're strong or whether you're weak.
强壮的还是软弱的。
Whether you're pretty or whether you're ugly.
漂亮的还是丑陋的。
Whether you're fat or thin, you know, of course.
是你胖还是苗条？
All those aspects of life we value.
那些我们所看重的东西。
He doesn't care.
他并不在乎。
He only wants your heart.
他只是要你的心。
Whether you're willing to follow him.
你是不是甘愿来跟随耶稣？
Today he also wants us to work as a team.
他现在他也想我们来做一个团队来事工。
Like he wants his disciple at that time to work as a team.
就像那个时候一样，也那些门徒来做一个团队来事工。
A collective whole is much more powerful than individuals.
我们团结同心要比这个单打独斗要有强有力的多。
At that time, Jesus gave his disciples a command.
在那个时候，他给这些门徒们一条命令。
Let's all read this one, okay?
我们一起读经。你们听新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒。
When all these people with such diversities come together with a single purpose,
当这些多元化背景的人来到一起，为了同一个目标，
it is the best witness to the transformation power of Jesus.
这是主耶稣改变生命能力最好的明证。
Now I'm not trying to downplay the importance of individual efforts and dedication.
在这儿，当然我并不是想轻看这些个人的努力和奉献。
But when everybody is being brought to speed, to speed.
当大家都能够同心合意的时候，
when the whole church, the church will be a much more powerful witness for Jesus.
教会作为一个整体，那会是就是一个更有力的见证。
That's why the author of Hebrews reminds us not to forget to meet up with each other.
这就是为什么希伯来书的作者提醒我们不要停止聚会。
And here in 10:15, Hebrews 10:15, they say, you know, don't forget to meet up with each other.
希伯来书十章二十五节说，你们不可停止聚会。
Christians are supposed to get together.
基督徒应该就是聚在一起。
We encourage each other.
来彼此勉励。
And then we also kind of to encourage each other to love and to do the good work for God's sake.
勉励来彼此相爱，来做神的事工。
Now, even though God looks at us as a group in the big picture,
当然神看我们作为一个整体。
But it does not mean that everybody will be treated the same in the future.
这并不意味着在永生里面我们会得到相同的对待。
Some of us focus more on our own business instead of the kingdom of God.
我们有些人可能更关注我们自己的事情，而不是说。这个神的国度。
Some indulge in pleasure seeking rather than growing in the holiness of Christ.
有些人可能在放纵自己的欲望，而不是说在圣洁上能够成长。
And we know these people will be regretted in eternity.
我想这些人在永生里面会后悔的。
Because at that time they will find out what they miss out.
可是因为到那个时候，他就会知道他所他们比。他们错过的。
And then, but it's too late then.
但是到那个时候恐怕就太晚了。
Serving the law to me is a privilege.
服侍神对我而言是一个特权。
It's not a burden.
而不是一个负担。
The law is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
主是昨天、今天到永远都是一样的。
When we are invited to mix with some prestigious individuals, you know, we feel it's an honor.
当我们就是有机会见那些名人的时候，我们觉得很荣幸。
I watched some of the videos how the celebrities, you know, prank their friends, prank their fans.
我就是看到一些视频说这些名人来捉弄他们的粉丝。
Okay, and suddenly they appear in front of them.
那些人跳来跳去。
And those fans were jumping up and down, you know, and yelling and non-stop, you know.
他们发疯了。
Because they saw that the idols suddenly appear right in front of them.
他们看见了他们这个，看见他们的偶像。
Yeah, they were hyperventilated, you know. Now we're being invited to work side by side with the kings of kings and the Lord of lords.
但是现在我们接受的邀请来和万王之王和万主一主一同来施工。
What higher honor can you get?
还有是更高的荣耀吗？
He invited his disciples then.
他提醒他的门徒。
In the same manner, he is inviting us right now.
就像现在他也这样来邀请我们。
So don't miss out these opportunities.
所以不要错过这样的机会。
And regret in eternity.
不要在这个永生里面后悔。
Okay, let's pray.
天父，我们的心真的是感谢你，真的是因为我们从主耶稣的身体立位身上，他怎样带人来做我们一个学习的榜样。我们每一个人都是不完美的，但是因为神是完美的，来做了我们过错的一个赎价，让我们能够坦然来到面前，来和这样一位全能的主有连接，让我们能够真的是通过和主连接来得到这种改变生命的大能，让我们每天都能够能够活出你的教导，能够行事为人都受圣灵的指导，来影响我们的孩子、我们的家庭、我们身边的朋友，来做你耶稣好的见证。也愿你的心来感动我们每一个人，让我们每一个人都能够来做你的见证，每一个人都能够从你那里能够重新得力，都能够有这样的一个转变，生命的转变。因为我们我们是人，我们也会有自己的过犯，但是只有说仰望你，只有和你连接，才能够真正的是来做你的门徒。我们也感谢斯蒂夫的今天的见证，也感谢们诗班敬拜小组，我们他们的敬拜和我们每一个人在心里面的祷告，也向你的呼求，也愿你的灵每一天都能感动我们，让我们能够过好我们每一天的日子。我们感谢主，这样的感恩祷告靠主耶稣基督的名求，
阿门。
按照我们教会的
Can you speak in English?
Okay. According to our